Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. We all know that the student success that we have is all about teamwork. Every staff member, teachers, principals, specials, teachers, instructors, and support staff play a key role in helping students thrive. That's the idea behind MTSS, a collaborative approach where everyone works together to ensure every student succeeds. And today I am thrilled to welcome Karen Arnett, Stephanie Good, and Sarah Adams to the podcast. These ladies and their schools, Spring Charter Schools, one of our Momentum Award winners. They're located in California, all over the kind of Southern California. They've been leading the way in building a team-based model to make sure that every student is supported. And so we welcome them to the podcast to celebrate their success, and we're excited to hear all about the work that you're doing. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have you guys go around and just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about the role that you serve in. And if one of you want to kind of tell us a little bit about Spring's Charter for our audience.
So I'll say first, I'm Sarah Adams. I'm the Senior Director for Student Support Services for Spring's Charter Schools, which is actually a network of 8 charter schools. We operate in a variety of models and contexts and locations. So we have about 22 locations in 4 counties, and we have all of our different programs span the range of 5-day week in-person, traditional seat-based, all the way to homeschool where students stay home. We also have virtual, and we have other independent study models where students come in for their learning 2, 3, or 4 days a week and then do some aspect of that at home with some home study. So we really are we offer a wide array of types of programs. And because of that, because we're so complicated, we need, it's good to have systems in place to support all the complexities that all the students we serve.
I'm Karen Arnett. I'm the Director of Teacher and Student Support. And one of my big roles is supporting a Spring-wide framework for MTSS. And so I have a team of people supporting the work that we do and training leaders and coordinators and all the people to ensure our students get just-in-time support. And Stephanie Good is one of the people on my team. Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Good, and I am the Student Outcomes Coordinator for Springs. And as Karen said, I'm thrilled to be part of Teacher and Student Support. And my main role is really preparing trainings for our MTSS coordinators that, as Sarah mentioned, we have many that span many different sites and programs across Springs. And so really being that point person to help empower and train our coordinators so that they can then use that train-the-trainer model and turn and train their teachers and also be the leaders for MTSS in their programs and schools.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited to learn more about the work that you all do. And so first of all, I'm going to direct this to Karen, but your team has kind of embraced that holistic approach of supporting students through the MTSS. What motivated your goals to implement this kind of unifying system, and what problems did you kind of seek to solve as you sort of implemented this?
That is a great question. So one of our taglines for MTSS that we use is "Know my name, know my face, know my story." And we had a lot of information. So we were trying to get to know the stories behind our students, but we had data. We had a lot of data. We had data in different systems. We had binders. We had spreadsheets. We had Google Drives. We had individual like teacher folders. And also it was hard to pull the data together to make it usable for our teachers. And the teachers are the ones that needed it visible. They needed it actionable. So we were doing all the things. We had, the data meetings. We had, like I said, data everywhere, charts, graphs, all the information, but it wasn't pulled in one place. It was a lot of academics, but we had like social emotional behavior data living with counselors in another department. And it was just very fragmented. And so the problem was like, we needed data in one place. We needed it visible and we needed it whole child so that we could really address the needs of every kid based on who they were, getting to know them, getting to know their story, and then all the components of the whole child to really address those supports how they needed it. And so we realized that it wasn't the students, it was the system that was kind of failing. And so we were looking for something that could help us make it visible, pull it all together, and give us that whole child view. And so it happened to be that Sarah's department in student services was also looking for SEL screeners. And then we came across Branching Minds, and it just had everything we needed in one place. And we loved the visibility and actionability of it for our teachers, and that it had the individual student information. And so the problems, like I said, were disjointed data, not being able to see it and having it isolated in silos. And so we were looking for more visibility and actionable with the whole child approach. So social, emotional, academic, and behavior data in one place.
I love what you said when it was not about the students, right? But it's about the system. And so much of the work of implementing MTSS or a whole child system is really wanting to get that bigger picture of students so that you can figure out, like, how do we help them succeed? How do we make sure that we're doing everything that we can? And there's so, I mean, I've been in education long enough where it's so frustrating where each new leader that comes in has a new system, or every different school that you go to has a different way of doing things. And, or even just like different departments have a different way of tracking their student data. And so I think that you're right in bringing all of that stuff under like one system can really help teachers and help teachers make the interventions that they need to, help leaders make the decisions that they need to. And building a system like that takes a lot of time and effort and energy and commitment. I think commitment from the leadership to saying, like, we're going to figure out how to do this so that everybody has what they need to be able to support students. And because I love what you said, you know, your tagline of know my name, know my face, know my story. And I think that there's so much behind. I mean, we used to say this all the time. I was an English teacher, and I mean, like, well, you know, students are more than their test score. And so it is really like, I need to know more than just their test score. I need to know like about the whole child. So I feel like that tagline, because in order to know the story, you have to kind of know every part of the student. And so I love that you kind of like were seeking to figure a unifying way to do the work.
I was just going to reiterate that, yes, when we talk about our systems and we talk about MTSS and supporting students, we really do try to make MTSS synonymous with whole child support system. And that is, we even have that tagline on our Branching Minds app when our teachers go to access the system, so that it's just this reminder that we're here for the whole student, and we are all working together, and it is all of our responsibilities. So just really trying to use that common language so that it's embraced by everybody throughout our school.
And I would say, if I could add, that the focus of Springs overall is really looking at and supporting each student from a personalized way. It's personalized learning. So, and there's always been a need and a practice of collecting data, but really bringing in systems to help make sense of that and to make that a reality. So we're not just saying that we're personalized learning, that we're not just saying we're really focused on supporting every student and growing and achieving their goals. It's important to have some action and some tools and real time strategies behind that. So that's, I think, what led to this whole implementation as well.
I love that, because you're right. There's a lot of things that we can talk about. Like, we can talk about that we do it. And it's, you know, like, your tagline is really great. And there could be schools that they have a really great tagline, a really great vision, mission, and vision. But is it, do you have the tools to make that happen, like in real time and in the real time every day? Because I think that's where your team gets disillusioned, when you have the tagline, but you're not living up to it, or they don't have the tools to live up to that. I think that's really easy for your team. And so I want to talk a little bit about your team and some of the training that you did. You, part of your application for the Momentum Awards, I went through your application before this interview because I wanted to like know more of your story a little bit. And you said you started the school year with a full day of training with your MTSS coordinators. I would love for you to talk a little bit about what were the important elements of this training for your staff. And then maybe if you can think of any specific examples of how this maybe impacted their work moving forward into this year.
We had such a great kickoff training day in August, and we really prioritized this day and set aside several hours. And we invited about 40 to 45 of our, all of our MTSS coordinators, whoever was stepping up to be in that role for our different sites and programs. And we all met in person and had such a great day. I think that that definitely led to the success of our year because we really were able to start with that vision and have that time, the time that we always feel like we don't have enough of, but that time with our coordinators to answer questions and to have hands-on training. So it was a really great day. We started off the day really focusing on knowing your why. And just really beginning with that as our foundation of the day. And from there, we really moved into the role of the coordinator. We talked about the important elements of MTSS. We had a theme of mirrors, windows, and doors. Mirrors really helping us start from a strengths-based approach, recognizing what we were already doing well in, and windows, really talking about the visibility of data and our student needs, and then doors as kind of an analogy of what action will you be taking. We were thrilled to have a Branching Minds trainer. She came and spent several hours with us, really providing enthusiastic, informative, hands-on training. And we got a lot of great feedback from that. And then from there, we really just kind of rolled into our MTSS expectations. We pointed out our handbook and our website that contain a lot of great resources for our teachers and leaders. We really ended our day with a collaboration with our student services. So, you know, colleagues from Sarah Adams' team, as well as special education. And overall, it was just a really great day. And the positive feedback was really in regard to, again, having that hands-on time, learning about how to create groups to really maximize their time. So we just had a lot of really great feedback, and we are planning to have another kickoff day very similar to that for our 26-27 school year this coming August.
I think one of the important aspects of when you're rolling something out like this, reserving that time at the beginning of the year to really set the stage. I love that you talked about the mirrors, windows, and doors. Like mirrors really focusing on the strengths, because I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but did that involve saying, here's all the things that we're already doing, and this is how we're going to work into the system? Because I hear that quite often. Actually, that's kind of a theme through all of these conversations I've had with Momentum Award winners, is that starting from that strength-based of here's all the ways that we are already supporting students, we're just going to wrap this into a system to make sure that it's happening across the board and everybody has access to the resources that they need. Is that kind of, do you feel like you did some of that, had that, some of that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a way of validating what's already being done. And it's not that we tried to roll in with a brand new platform and say that we had nothing in place. It wasn't that at all. It was really acknowledging and affirming our leaders and our teachers and their classroom assistants and everybody that was already doing the work, but just showing them that with Branching Minds and with that platform, we were really pulling it together, making it much more visible, user-friendly, and just, I guess, kind of wrapping it up in, as Karen said, kind of a more cohesive way, but not starting from square one, just kind of continuing what we're doing, but really pulling it together.
I was just going to say, I think the other beauty of this is this kickoff day was more than just general education and our coordinators. Like, it was across departments. It was education, special education, and all of our support people who work together to support our teachers and students. And so I think having that united, collaborative approach for this kickoff really set the stage for the year. Like, and that's kind of what's helped us eliminate some of these silos and like move away from this is my class with my roster to these are our kids. And, you know, it's all of our responsibilities to help support and make sure the kids get what they need. So I think just that kickoff with Stephanie and enter, you know, across departments and across the silos really did kind of set the stage for the collaboration this year.
I love, Stephanie, you mentioned you're like, we're already planning for next year. And I mean, and this is kind of a note to all of our listeners. This is the time of year you're starting to like think through your summer training and, you know, back to school, right? We always think it's too early to think about that, but you're already thinking about that. You're thinking, okay, how do we keep this momentum going? How do we do the same thing next year? And that's a kind of, if you haven't, if, you know, as a listener, if you haven't set aside a day to make sure that you do some of this work, then it, maybe now's the time to like have that conversation. But I thought that was a really important note. And so Sarah, I'm going to ask you a little bit about how, particularly in some of the work that you're doing, you know, data plays such a critical role in MTSS. How has having kind of a system to see it all, to make it visible, impacted your work?
Thanks. Yeah, I think, like I was mentioning before, with trying to be truly authentically student forward, student focused, student centered, I mean, you do need to actually have data to know where you're going and what students need to do and what you need to do to adjust your practices and what's working and what's not. There's so many ways that it's important for us if we're going to actually do a holistic support of the whole child, that we have some information that lets us move forward in that direction. So, and we do that, like at Springs, we have this whole system of focusing on personalized learning from like using, and we collect a lot of data, whether it's like to meet with students individually to set goals or to look at data site level or system level. But especially in regards to MTSS, I feel like in the past we were data rich, but information poor, meaning that we have a lot of systems and we have a lot of data that we can use. And even thinking of before this, I was a principal at one of the sites and just trying to collect all the different pieces, not only academically, but then let alone collecting information and data on behavior, on discipline, social emotional, you know, learning and SEL status. That was a lot to try to integrate my, you know, all together in one place. So what was important for us is having a system that actually then, like you said, made it visible. So we've been able to bring all of these different, you know, seemingly like disparate parts to actually look at the whole child, and we can visualize that. So from even at the individual level, like it's really helpful to look on a graph and see like, oh, we're trying these different interventions. And oh, look, it seems to, you know, we seem to see a trend on certain days of the week, or we seem to see behaviors showing up. Oh, they're always showing up Tuesdays during lunchtime. What's happening on a Tuesday at lunchtime? Just having that visual helps us really see and make some decisions to be able to support the student themselves, but also like maybe there's changes at the site level or system level. Something that I think is really also helpful, I can remember in prior principal, we have these principal collaborative meetings once a month, and a principal trying to pulling spreadsheet upon spreadsheet, all this data on discipline, and then trying to analyze it and themselves and like looking at like grade level or days or types of incidences, but shifting to something where we have like with the early warning system and there's a heat map and we can look just visually and see this particular grade level is really spiking at this particular time, what's happening there. It really allowed us to see like where there might be gaps, you know, for anything from like one teacher maybe, you know, really having disproportionate discipline and behavior versus another teacher to one grade level or one class to even like one campus, you know, system wide, we can look at see if there are certain campuses that are really struggling and where can we support, where is there a gap that we can help shore up resources and support and maybe try something new.
Love that. Well, you're telling that story about that principal pulling up all the different spreadsheets. And it made me like almost like shudder a little bit. Like I'm remembering the times when I had to like go through this huge spreadsheet to pull assessment data and organize it in a way that's understandable to my team, right? Like put it into graphs and do the analyzation and deep into Excel work formulas and stuff like that. And it just made me think of like how much of a relief it is for a principal and how much time that saves. Like thinking, because I can think about that, like a principal who has a lot of urgent things happen in a day and needs to answer or to take care of, they don't have that extended time to dig into spreadsheets. And so it's like how much of a relief it is for principals. And I just was thinking about how like having the system and having a way to dig into that data is so great for the people who are on the ground in every day, you know, in the weeds.
And like we said, like it's, you know, before maybe we, I mean, we've been collecting data for a long time and we've used other systems to collect different parts of data, but they were still kind of siloed. And there wasn't like one place that we could bring in like the whole picture, like the academic performance data plus behavior plus other things. So like even, you know, like I was talking to a principal a little while back, we are using the SSRS, the SRSS, Universal Screener, but then we also use the SECA. And this principal, she, you know, they were doing the SECA universally for fifth grade and above. And she and her school counselor were able to figure out like, look, the six, like they were having a lot of behavior issues and distractions, particularly in sixth grade. But then they were able to like quickly look at the SECA data and say like, oh, our sixth graders like almost all like scored super low in relationship skills. So that's what's causing all the drama. And that's what's causing all these drama and fights and behavior that's then taking them away from class, taking them away from their learning. So it was a very easy way for the school counselor to then pull and say, hey, I'm going to create a group for on relationship skills for our sixth graders and really help address the root cause of all these distracting behaviors and dramas that come up in middle school a lot. So
I love that because it's a very just like that's the kind of thing that helps you really get to the root of the issue. Then it helps those students in the long run as well. I really do want to talk because we kind of started talking at the beginning of this episode about just how so much of MTSS is a collaboration, right? It's everybody has a part to play in that. And so, you know, you guys talked in your application for the award that collaboration just is a key part of your work. And so, but I know that that can be a challenge to just bring everybody on the same page. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how did you build momentum to bring everybody together, all the different departments, schools, and even maybe families to create that more unified approach. So I'm going to point this to Stephanie.
Sure. Yeah. So we are such a big network and we have over 13,000 students. And as we said, we are spread out over many different sites and programs. So we do have some challenges, but we recognize that in order to have these successful MTSS processes, we really do have to collaborate. And we sometimes don't have the information or the answers ourselves, but that we need to know how to point people in the right direction and get them the information that they need. And that really is how I see my department. We really are kind of a hub where we help connect the different departments and all for the sake of helping our students. So one of my big roles in the department is really conducting these monthly MTSS trainings. And these trainings, we do a set that's more for our academy side, so more of our typical, you know, brick and mortar students. And then we do a different training that's really focused more on our virtual or home-based programs. And actually, we are pivoting and adding in starting next month, really focusing on our high school, because again, that's kind of a different animal altogether. So these trainings are really purposeful and they are packed with information. We use that time to help prepare our coordinators for upcoming events that based on our master schedule within spring. So maybe the next screening window with, you know, their diagnostics or maybe a big PD day where we're going to be diving into data. And we're really helping prepare them ahead of time so that they can help their teachers be successful in those days. And so those trainings, we really focus on things like how to handle assessment requests or, you know, what happens if a support plan is flagged as missing where a teacher believes that it's complete, you know, what kinds of things should they be looking for? Sarah mentioned, you know, talking about behavior incidents, how to pull reports and support their leaders and maybe looking at tier movement from maybe one diagnostic window to the next. And so at those trainings, really invite them. We invite people to attend our meetings, such as our reading specialist, so she can really dive in and focus on maybe some of our younger grade levels K through two and those, you know, concerns that come up with those younger students. We might have our intervention coordinator come and do some, you know, hands-on training with them. We often have our school psychologist. She's a nationally certified school psychologist, and she also is on a couple of different leadership teams within Spring. So supporting mental health and interdisciplinary, leadership. And so she has been a really great key player in helping us to connect our general ed and special ed populations and really help our coordinators understand the role and the differences as well. We also typically have support from our guidance counselors. I love to be able to provide an environment where it is collaborative and those coordinators can get the answers to the questions that their teachers are asking them.
I just wanted to add that Springs is unique in that a lot of times our parents are partners in supporting the day-to-day education of their kids too, especially with our home-based schools. And so some of the work that happens to prepare coordinators also happens so that they can go prepare our home-based teachers as well, with links and resources to many in-services that teach them how to support the parents with intervention at home too. And so we have a website that's public that we link all the things to, but it's also a good reminder. And then Stephanie is really intentional with our other people that attend the coordinator meetings and like directing them to a resource or link to focus on to, you know, remind them of, you know, the resources that are available for parents on our MTSS website as well too. So bringing the families and as partners too.
Yeah, I love that. And I actually didn't realize that. And maybe, you know, just that difference between your sort of typical academy versus your home-based and virtual work and how important that is to loop in the families. And it really is everybody being a part of the system. So that's a very interesting approach. And I think I like the idea that you're bringing people together kind of once a month to answer their questions. And that probably like just that cadence of time together too can also help others collaborate, you know, some of those support staff like the school psychologist or counselors or the reading specialist. Having them in the same room can help facilitate conversations that otherwise may not happen because it's in the silos. It's kind of bringing the people together. You mentioned that in your application that MTSS has shifted, we're kind of talking about this, shifted from being seen as just that one teacher in the classroom's responsibility to being a shared responsibility. We've kind of been talking about this, but is there anything else that you've done to intentionally move to shift this mindset within your teams? And maybe how have you seen that having an impact?
So such a good question. And a lot of work has happened in this. And so I think one of the big things that shifts and like change in the narrative is like a person provides MTSS. Like that's kind of where we were. And we really are shifting to this, like anchoring ourselves and developing systems. So it's not a person driven, it's like the system. So if a person leaves, someone else steps in and they can continue on. As far as like shifting to a shared responsibility, we do have a lot of fantastic systems already in place. And so just the visibility of our data in one place helps to kind of support this work. When we do have our monthly meetings, like Sarah mentioned, with our personalized learning managers and our leaders, we are intentional about looking at data and the whole child data and showing the dashboard and the tier movement, starting with the senior leaders down to the site program leaders to our MTSS coordinators. And so we're very intentional with planning these intentional like monthly time to dig in and look at the data together and then share the responsibility. Like, okay, senior leaders, you know, what's your responsibility in this data and how are you going to help support your program site leaders to continue the work and use the tools available to build those systems? And when we started this shift, we're into our second year of implementation. And there was some discomfort. You know, having data visible can be uncomfortable sometimes, and there's some vulnerability. And so we're really just anchoring in that we're creating the systems to make the work doable for teachers to ensure every child gets the support they need. And so instead of looking at a person providing the MTSS, we're looking at the whole system in place. And so we really have been digging into that work and changing that narrative and not focusing so much on numbers and percentages, but like core systems that we can improve for personalized learning. And so there was a fourth grade student that just kind of makes this work worth it, and that he was stuck. He was in tier three like for 3 years and just kind of stuck and stagnant. And until we were able to look at the whole child and see this data in one place, and we noticed like academically, he was tier three. He had some areas he was struggling in. And then behaviorally, he was tier two. So we needed to address the root causes and really get to the bottom of that. And before, we wouldn't have been able to see all of that together in one place. It was pretty fragmented. But in order to get that big picture, we were able to like see, okay, we just need to really start with core instruction. Like he needs to build some relationships with the adults in the room and, you know, build some successes and feelings of trust within, you know, the classroom environment. And so we built those relationships. His attendance started to improve. He felt like a sense of belonging to his classroom. And then he was more willing to put the hard work in to dig into some of those academic areas. And so with that work and the visibility of the whole child, he has made significant growth in like 12 weeks. He's changed dramatically. His confidence has improved academically. He's working closer to grade level, behaviorally, like those incidents are less and less. And so it really is that like shift of responsibility with the team. So counselors were involved, like the whole MTSS team came together to see the best plans, support that teacher and the work and all those interventions and supports that needed to happen to help that child improve. And so we have seen shifts in the beliefs of the system in those individual stories and student successes. So it's exciting to see.
I would like to say that, I mean, this has also been a system-wide goal for Springs to get better at interdepartmental coordination and communication, to have a more integrated approach when we are doing these large initiatives. And so I think the leadership and the department's modeling this of like being more interdepartmental and collaborative, then we're also then modeling that for the individual site MTSS teams as well. So like Karen and Stephanie and I work very closely together. That we present a lot of times together. Counselors and school psychologists from my department attend MTSS coordinator meetings. So I think we're modeling what we want to see happening at the site level too, which I think is an important, again, we're walking the talk that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and Karen, I love that you mentioned the story about this fourth grader, because I think that even sharing those stories with your teachers like helps build that buy-in and that belief that this can work and the hard work is worth it, right? Like we all know, you all are longtime educators and, you know, as an educator myself, seeing students succeed and overcome a challenge or even grow when they haven't in the past or grow in their confidence builds that belief that all the hard work, all the long days are really worth it because we're changing their life. You're changing the trajectory of that fourth grader's life because you didn't give up and let him just continue to be stuck. Like you made the changes necessary. And I think that that's so important to remember in all the work that we do, is that it's worth it when we get to help support students and help them grow and reach potential, right? It can sound really cliche, but that's what we believe in everyday work. So I love that you shared that story and continuing to model that collaboration that you have as a team. So I would love to kind of end our conversation talking a little bit about advice that you have for some of our listeners that are doing this work and building MTSS systems. We can just kind of go around and have each of you share a little bit about advice that you would have for other teams.
Sure, I can start. I think it's really helpful to have common language and to just establish that from the start so that we're all starting from the same place, addressing maybe misconceptions or myths, you know, within terminology that's used. What exactly does it mean if we're saying tier three? What does it not mean? I think having hands-on training time has been invaluable for our coordinators and for our teachers, and being very realistic with what is possible to accomplish within, you know, even a year's time, and then being able to really be flexible and adjust because things don't always quite go exactly as we hope. And again, I wanted to make a note earlier, just starting with that relationship piece, having the relationships with our leaders, having the relationships with our teachers and our coordinators and obviously our students. I mean, that really is the starting place for making any progress at all.
And to piggyback off of what Stephanie said, you know, Springs, we're all about personalized learning, and there's not a one-size-fits-all model. And the same what we're finding is true with system development. There's not like a one-size-fits-all. And so being okay to be flexible, one of our core values at Springs is to be fun and flexible. And so like Stephanie said, having opportunities for our teachers, staff to give feedback. And if we think it's doable, but they don't, then like, have some opportunities for feedback and then adjust as we need to make sure our vision of making the work more doable for the teachers really is happening. And if not, you know, pivot, adjust, and make some changes. And so Stephanie kind of mentioned we're pivoting a little bit, and we've really noticed this year, especially like K-8 is way different from high school. And so we're going to be really digging into high school and looking for next year, like how can we best support, you know, our high school teachers and students within the same system, but maybe adjust things a little bit because it's not a one size fits all. So just having those opportunities too for feedback and adjusting.
And I would say, just to build on what we were talking about before, even from the get-go, being collaborative. So we planned this implementation of this major system of Branching Minds a couple of years out. I mean, at least a year prior to when we were implementing it, we met collaboratively between ourselves, you know, student services, the education department, IT, and our student information system, like all the different perspectives, and then really trying to be thoughtful in how we're implementing change. So, you know, the first year we had very limited expectations, just working on tier three, just doing three intervention plans, very limited. And then this is our second year. So we've expanded that to tier two and tier three. We expanded that to include all tier three behavior so that we're just slowly bringing it into something that's more part of a daily practice and routine. And then, yeah, adjusting as we go along. And then like something you said, Larissa, I think what really helps, we've been talking about a little bit, we've referenced a little bit in our answers, but storytelling, like connecting all the different theories and all the different practices and all the different PDs we're doing to actual stories. Like, here's how it's working. If we meet each month with all the program leaders, that's the principals and directors, whether it's homeschool or a site-based program. And they collaborate, and we give time to have kind of like a PLC or a case study so we can look at particular situations, have peers share what's working for them or not, but also share some success stories. And we use Branching Minds and that data to support that sort of conversation. And I think that's important, going back to the why we're doing this and connecting all the different data and all the different interventions and implementations to real stories of real success, so that we can, you know, success breeds success. We can build on that because we can see that it's working, and we're going to continue to do what's working. And that makes us feel good because we're doing good things for kids, you know, with good people, with good systems.
I love that. And I that's a great place to end, just that, you know, like to really celebrate those good things that are happening. I know that's a kind of a passion of mine in 2026, is to really share stories, the story of, you know, Spring Charter, and just the hard work that you're doing and making a difference for the students in your communities. And so thank you so much for being here and sharing about your work. And I'm so excited to share this with our audience.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Larissa. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.